Welcome to FitzArns Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltema, designed to keep you informed and captivated about the South African residential property market. Subscribe to our channel today and enjoy conversations with some of the most influential, innovative, and interesting industry experts, stakeholders, and scheme executives as they render input in today's property market.
Good morning all, Pearl Skeltema, CEO of FitzArns Estates, and once again, welcome to our FitzArns Property Exchange. The dear lady I'm speaking to this morning actually needs no introduction. In episode 6, we've introduced her to you, Michelle Dickens, the Managing Director and Co-Founder of TPN Credit Bureau. Michelle has started this company 20 years ago, and I love to call her the statistics lady. So, Michelle, we are on the topic of rental letting. And yes, many things have happened since March last year, since we embarked on this horrible COVID ride. And TPN offers a great assistance to landlords and letting agencies, because you are the guys that is collecting the rental profile information. So you are the guys we go first to when checking out a prospective tenant to rent a property. So let's kick off, Michelle. I'm sure you've been over your head with statistics. What happened from March up until now? Would you like to share some of those with us?
Paul, thanks so much. And always a pleasure to come and chat to you and to your podcast listeners. You know, it has been such a journey over the last 12 months, and I don't think the journey's done yet. So what are we seeing? Well, from March last year to March this year, quarter one to quarter one, we've seen an almost double in vacancy rates in the residential rental market. So in quarter one of 2020, 7.47% of properties were vacant. In quarter one of 2021, we're now up to 14.08%. And that is driven largely, Paul, by a loss of income for so many individuals. If you look at Stats SA's data, at the peak of the lockdown in quarter two of 2020, 2.2 million people lost their jobs. And there has been recovery. But by the end of the year, we're still down 1.3 million jobs from where we started at the beginning of the year. And those individuals without jobs...
This is scary.
Very scary. Without jobs, you're not able to pay your rent. Without being able to pay your rent, hopefully the majority of delinquent tenants then vacate the property. But that leaves in its track these high vacancy numbers.
Okay, sure. That's very, very bad news. But yes, we see it on our letting lists. So I can indeed, for our small portfolio, vouch for that. Michelle, do you see changes in that circumstances soon? Or is it risky to give a time limit as to when we will see a probable turnaround on the situation?
So let me give some good news. The good thing is that the rental payment profile, the tenants in good standing, are improving every single month. There's a little improvement, a little improvement, a little improvement. So to give context to that, in quarter one of 2020, the quarter before lockdown hit us for the first time, the number of tenants in good standing was 81.5% of residential tenants were in good standing. That plummeted down to 73.5% in quarter two in the peak of the lockdown. And ever since then, it's been slowly clawing its way back. So we're up to 77.6% of tenants in good standing by quarter four, the end of the year. But because we look at the data daily and we're already in March, I can see that the number is slowly improving month on month. So we're up to 78% in January, and hopefully it'll keep going through the February and March months. The good news there is that tenants do not go out with the intent to be delinquent. Tenants are still, on the face of it, wanting to pay their rent in full. And in fact, where we see the delinquencies is not right now in the full non-payment, which is sitting at 7.75% of the tenants. It's more in the partial payments. Again, speaking to the fact that tenants are desperately trying to make their payments, even if only in part at the moment.
Okay, so things are looking better. We need some good news, though. All right, what would your advice be for landlords at this point in time? What could they do? What could they do to have their properties rented out?
So there's a couple of things that we looked at, and we asked tenants. So where we talk about rental payment profile and how tenants are paying their rent, we thought, well, let's ask the tenants what their needs are. So a couple of questions. The first question we asked is, to what extent were you impacted by COVID in terms of loss of income? And 8% of the respondents came back in and said to us, we'd lost our income completely and we haven't yet recovered. 54% that they said that they lost part of their income temporarily. 12% said they'd lost all of their income temporarily, but they're now getting paid again.
Those tenants that you asked these questions to that said they either lost jobs or partially lost income or completely lost income, are those information verified or just per feedback from the tenants?
Yeah, pure survey feedback from tenants.
It is not
a broad spectrum of the whole tenant market. But what it helps us when we ask the next set of questions. And the next set of questions that we asked is, based on how vulnerable you are feeling at the moment as a result of potentially having lost income, how do you, when you go to the market to go and rent property, what are your primary concerns when you're looking for rental accommodation? And even prior to the lockdown and now post the lockdown period, the number one consideration that a tenant gives to what to rent is price. So price is the number one factor that will drive the tenant's determination in what they want to rent. The second most important factor is security. So how secure is the property? How comfortable do I feel from a security perspective in the property that I'm renting out, which makes a lot of sense in the context of South Africa's crime. And the third most important factor that the tenant looks at is distance, either distance to work, distance to schools, or distance to the shops, depending on the life stage of the tenant. And then there's a whole, we asked, there were about 20 different categories that the tenant could give us as to what their most important factors were. But things like free appliances, recreational facilities, wanting to rent a brand new development as opposed to a relet, incentives like the first month's rent free and deposit free incentives, these were not things that tenants were looking for. I think that if you ask them as an addition, where you've got the price and security, so you've got price and you've got security right, you're in the right price bracket and you've got a secure property, then those additional add-ons might feature to bring these high vacancy downs. So if you have these extra appliances or you have these rent-free options, you might attract some tenants, but it's not the primary objective of the tenant when going out and looking for rental accommodation at the moment. And that hasn't changed from the previous year. Number one and number two is always price and security.
Okay, so that would be your advice for landlords. Look at your rentals, make it reasonable, and secure your property.
And just to give more context to that, Paul, is that we're seeing for the first time now negative rental escalation. So we saw it 2 quarters ago for the Western Cape. They were leading the drive towards negative rental escalation. And now in this past quarter four, we've seen for the first time negative escalation on a national basis, down 0.75%. Gauteng also down negative 1.75%, and Western Cape down.
That sounds very low though, 1.7. That's still within reason.
I think there what you're doing is you're seeing a lot of tenants or landlords who are offering rental at the same price. So your negative escalation is more significant in the upper end of the market. You're above 25,000 rand rentals where you can see up to 30% in the Western Cape in certain areas. But sure. Overall, only 1.7% down.
Okay. All right. You mentioned price, security, distance. You haven't mentioned anything about maintenance. And somehow, I find that that's quite a request from the tenants. I want everything fixed up before I move in, and I want some things upgraded and all of those. You haven't mentioned maintenance. What is your take on that?
So you're absolutely right. Once the tenant is in the property, we then ask them what their top challenges were. So the first question was, what are you looking for when you go and rent a property? The second question is, now that you're in the property, what do you find to be your biggest challenge? Number one challenge is not a surprise, it's paying your rent. But number two is the non-attendance of repairs and maintenance. Again, speaking to the fact that tenants do want the properties to be well maintained, and do want the landlord to look after the property and when they report something to attend to it. Thereafter, coming back to money was funding the deposit, the lack of control regarding utility costs. And then we get into some more softer issues like parking issues, the neighborhood relationship type issues.
Okay. Yeah, those are there always, eh?
They're always there.
Not easy to keep everyone always happy.
No, really, really not. The utility one, though, for me is an important one. The lack of control regarding utility costs, particularly when you see that our utility fees are going up by 15% next month. And so, again, those type of increases of 15% are going to impact the landlord's ability to escalate their rent, as the overall cost of the property, including the utility costs, is going up. Ultimately, it is going up, driven by those increasing utility costs.
Yes, I don't know how we're going to handle that in the sectional title section. I've got emails 85 to 140 per day asking us how is this going to influence our levies. And, of course, that's the portion the landlord is responsible for. So, yeah, where does all the answers come to these difficult questions? It's just becoming
more and more of
a battle to get everything paid. Michelle, you've mentioned certain provinces in your statistics. With this whole COVID lockdown situation that we've been in for almost a year now, which provinces or areas do you think were hit hardest?
Gauteng was definitely one of the harder hit provinces. Gauteng was hit quite hard because there'd been a lot of development and new construction coming into the market in 2018. In fact, the volume of construction was similar to that last seen in the property boom period back in 2007. So there was a lot of construction and new build coming in. And as a result of that, that has kept the prices low. So there has been bit more supply of property than demand for property in the rental market. And then COVID hit, so Gauteng was most severely affected. Then in terms of the rental price brackets, obviously the top end of the market was affected quite significantly. So those rentals above 25,000 Rand, areas would be your Sandton or your Atlantic Seaboard, which was sitting at 22-24% vacancy rates in quarter four. And that's driven by the fact that tenants are downscaling. So the individuals that had had a loss of income or partial loss of income, then moving back down into the lower rental, downscaling into the lower rental brackets and resulting in high vacancies in those areas. And in terms of our very low end of the market, our tenants in the below 3,000 market, again, another area of the market that has been hard hit, again, driven by loss of income and loss of earnings. So these would be our wage earners and our more casual workers who really have not had job recovery yet. And so those properties also high vacancy rates in those areas.
Okay, so those tenants obviously had to move out either back home or with a roommate, but eventually they'll have to rent again. When things stabilize or improve as such. And I think that's what we are looking for. Okay, Michelle, is there any advice for prospective tenants that you would recommend regarding their credit record before applying for a property?
Absolutely. So your credit record is your passport into credit, future home ownership and rental. So when you look at your credit profile, it is a long-term view. Your data that sits on there can sit for up to 5 years history. So you absolutely want to maintain a good credit profile, and you want to pay your accounts on time and in full every single month, or all your accounts, including your rent, your store cards, your personal loans, your car finance, whatever accounts you do have. And if you can't afford to pay your accounts in full, then reach out to your credit provider or your estate agent and negotiate a repayment plan or an acknowledgement of debt that you can then start repaying those at a different time.
As always, you offer such great advice. Thank you so much, Michelle. If we need more information, how do we get hold of you?
Paul, anyone can get hold of us at info@tpn.co.za or find us on www.tpn.co.za. All of the data that I've been chatting about now is freely available on our rental monitors and vacancy surveys, where you can go and find all the detail of all the data in your own time.
Thank you so much. And I hope to speak to you soon. Ladies and gents, that was our FitZan Property Exchange. Thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill.
This was FitZan's Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer. Not only do we keep you informed on the very latest in the property industry, we also empower by expanding your knowledge base. Make sure to visit www.fitzan.co.za to find out more about sectional title scheme management, letting, sales, and trustee training. Remember to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our social platforms.